History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is the moment we've been waiting for.
One, three, six.
Hold on, I'm going to pull up a chair here, make some popcorn. Bogey's got a great story to tell where he looks like a fool. All right, I'm ready.
I wish we could have some cocktails. Unfortunately, I look like a fool all the time, but this was one of my worst moments, I think, as a human being.
Wow.
Like, okay, so earlier today,
yeah.
I was doing some things around the house, putting together some notes trying to come up with a brilliant question about Ken Holland and how we're going to talk about it. Ended up going and working out, okay? Got a nice little, workout in.
Okay.
I left the gym. I was starving. You got to get food in your body right away,
You're
trying to build muscle and all that.
Sure.
So I go, to a local spot. I get a burrito, okay? I get in line. What do you want? Chicken? You want white rice? You want brown rice? Do all that. Get to the register. It's my card, 723, whatever it came out to. Ran it. She gave me the receipt. And she gave me the receipt with my card directly on it, okay? It was, they were both in my hand. I had to pinch them. The receipt.
I've seen them do it
to
that way,
the credit
sure.
card. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking away. I go and I reach. I get a plastic fork so I don't have to use one of my forks at home. And I walk by the trash can and I toss the receipt with my credit card.
Oh, no.
Right into the trash. And immediately I was like, it wasn't. I checked my wallet. I'm like, don't tell me. And I thought maybe there was a chance because there was a substantial amount of empty, burrito bowls and paper that had just laid on top.
No go.
There was a little slot right in front on the edge.
To the bottom.
Like a chute directly to the bottom. So I reached my hand in there just at least a little bit, even though, and I'm feeling, and you know how you have that, waiting for impending doom,
burrito
something disgusting.
Burrito juice is down
exactly
there.
Exactly, nastiness. I reached as far as I could, and then I was like, no, I can't do this. And I went up to the counter, and there was a line. She was trying to check people out. And I was like, this is really weird, but do you have any gloves or anything like that?
I
threw my credit card in the trash can, and I want to try and retrieve it. It gets worse, trust me. So they gave me a couple of gloves, and the people behind the counter were laughing at me like, it's going to be messy. I'm like, yeah, I understand. I know what I'm doing here. Roll up the sleeve, shove my arm, all the way down into the trash can, reach at the very bottom. Is my credit card soaked in whatever it was actually soaked in? I pull it out. I got a napkin in my left hand. I'm drying it off.
I
take the glove off. And you take those off. You don't want to get your hand dirty. Take it off. Card inside of glove. Throw right back in the trash can. I swear that is exactly how it happened.
You threw the card with the glove.
A second
time. Back into the garbage can.
After I had already cleaned it out and gone all the way to the bottom of the trash to get it. And this time, there was no finding it.
You couldn't find it?
It was gone. And at a certain
point. It can't be gone.
At a certain point, people were staring. I didn't know what to do.
Did you go head first, dive in?
I did. I pushed things. I tried to rearrange things. I couldn't find it. I left it. And I walked out, and I was like, unbelievable.
And meanwhile, your burrito's getting cold.
Of course. Yeah, the sour cream, the cheese, it wasn't the same when I got home. I went directly to my bank because I needed to get cash. I was going to cancel the card. So I went and got $100 cash out, and I'm like, by the way, after we're done giving me the withdrawal, can I cancel this card and get a new one?
Nobody else was going to find it in the garbage can.
I was just about a half mile down the road. I just threw my credit card away in the trash. And the woman was incredulous, why would you do that? And I was like, it was an accident. It was the receipt. And then the other woman next to her looked up and she was stunned. She looked up from her computer. I was like, I know.
Okay. The untold story here. And if you don't want to reveal it on the air, you don't have to.
No, please. Go for it. Yeah.
Were you drunk?
No, that's the thing.
You didn't do a
nooner? No, I had just. No, I wish. No, that'd be great. Per intercom rules, and we can't do that. No day drinking before the shows. I had just gotten a workout in, and the juices were flowing. I was thinking about things for the show, and I had to go shower and eat, walk the dog. I don't know. The first time, I can understand. That's not that bad.
Sort of.
But the second time,
no.
I had pulled it out, and I. I literally could not believe that I had just thrown it back in there. I looked in my wallet. I looked in all my pockets. I looked on the ground. There was a guy behind me.
And your positive went back in.
It had to. Yeah. But at that point, I was so embarrassed. I just had to get out of there. I didn't even want to sit there and look. Like, if I was down on the floor, you know, or like, I went through the trash can enough.
Could you, excuse me, miss, do you mind if I do this and just take the cart can and
dump
turn
it over?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's probably what I would have had to do.
I hate to tell you this, kiddo, but because you're still a youngster, but this is the how it starts.
Early stages of senility. I know.
This is the beginning of the end.
I felt like my dad. Like,
I'm surprised you didn't drive all the way home and go, oh, where's my credit card?
Well, that's
the thing. Where's my wallet? Oh, where's my burrito? Where's I thought I went to get a burrito. That's what's going to happen next.
Let's be honest. Thank God I was able to just get home safely, okay? Because clearly I was not
of right
mind.
You didn't throw your car keys in there, too.
Oh, thank God. The whole wallet. Toss it all in there. It was unreal.
So
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. When you finally sat down with just you and that burrito, did you angry eat it?
No,
go,
I didn't.
Arr, just
no,
you know I, what you cost me. Arr.
I couldn't even believe it. I was just laughing. I was like, and this is like the fourth card that I've gone through this entire calendar year, too. So I got to get another one. The woman was like, so do you want to keep the same card number? Or do you want? And I'm like, I probably shouldn't. Like, it's not, you know, cut up or anything. Somebody could just grab it.
Yeah, but you know it's not stolen. It's in the garbage.
I know. It was.
You know what? You're not becoming your
bad.
Dad.
No,
you're
I don't know.
You know what you're becoming? You're becoming Stony.
Oh, come
yes.
on. Now, don't say that.
Yes,
no.
you are.
The only way you could say I was Stony is if instead of pulling
the card
out of there, I would have pulled an old burrito out of there and ate it. That would have been Stony.
In the midst of finding the cargo. Oh, this looks good. It's only half eaten.
Yeah, it looks relatively new. Great. I don't know. It was bad.
That is both hilarious, haunting, horrifying, and actually sad.
It was
and
a
I'm
little
concerned.
Bit. I appreciate that. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm an idiot, if you didn't already know, and if this is your first time listening to the show, yes, I'm dumb. I'm sorry. I made a huge error. We'll get back to the Ken Holland stuff coming up, 97.1.
I would say dumb and clumsy, by the way. Let's get all the adjectives in there.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.